Hi, I'm your host, Quinn Little, from Gold Hill in TK, South Carolina. Thank you for coming to listen to my podcast, Good Night Sleep.
You finally realize that you're not getting your good night's sleep and having stressful dreams, and you want to better understand them. I know this because I've been in your spot where I have not had my good night's sleep and have had stressful dreams for several days in a row. So it's a good thing you've come to listen to the podcast, Good Night Sleep. Episode 1, The Science of Dreams. In this episode with your host, Quinn Little, you will learn why we dream, how it affects us, and what they are exactly. So basically, just an overview of dreams. Why do we even dream is a popular question I ask myself all the time. I looked over websites and many different resources and found out we dream to help ourselves store important memories, thoughts, and sometimes our dreams can even help us express complicated thoughts or feelings. When sleeping, your feelings aren't disguised. Your dreams are usually trying to tell you something or even warn you. Most people brush them off like it's nothing, but what I do is I describe my dream to Google, search it up to see what my subconscious is really trying to tell me. If you would like to learn more about why we dream, go to www.sleepfoundation.org. That's where I found most of my information, and it was really easy to get that information from that site. On the next topic, how much of dreaming can actually come from your everyday life, we can see what are we doing in our everyday life to make these dreams happen in our sleep. The average person actually dreams 5 dreams a night minimum. People and researchers have found that frustration in your life can influence dreams and even possibly create nightmares. Your dreams are especially important to your daily life and can determine the way you feel or the way you react to certain things. I personally think dreams are so important and impact you so much because it's like your own self thinking what you're feeling, but those feelings are actually being released to you even when you don't want to admit that you're feeling that way, like when you're mad, sad, angry, or even happy. Our last topic on the episode, The Science of Dreams, is just the most basic question. What even is a dream? This is a genuine question similar to the first topic, but can be pretty different depending on what you really want to know. A dream is basically images of different sensations and a physical feeling from something that happened to you recently. Even now, the functions of dreams are still not totally understood. Sometimes they aren't even answers to why we dream what we dream. Dreams are basically a series of thoughts during your sleep. But I feel that the definition can be misunderstood, though there are so many important things in our personality altogether. If you want to learn more about dreams, here's another site. sleep.org/dreams. This website is super easy to use too, and has all basic information just all together put in one, so you don't have to search everywhere for it. Thank you. Now that I've finished with the 3 topics, I want to show you some facts about dreams. The first fact is, your muscles are paralyzed when you're sleeping and prevent you from acting out in your dreams, or acting out from your real life, from your dreams to real life, like sleepwalking. Pictures are most common. We dream mostly in pictures, with the majority of dreams being mainly visual with the little sound or movement. Reoccurring dreams have themes like confrontations or physical aggressions, falling, or even being chased. We don't all dream in color. Around 12% of people dream in black and white. I personally dream in color. If a dream is strange, it's normal. Many of our dreams are strange because the part of the brain is responsible for making sense of things shut down during dreaming. Faces are familiar. You likely only dream about faces you've already seen in person or on TV. But sometimes I've had dreams where They've been random people. But according to Google, my dreams, I've just seen these people but haven't really processed it or don't remember seeing them. If you have low stress, then you're going to have happy dreams, like we discussed at the beginning. But if you have stress, then you're going to have scary or even nightmares. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Good Night's Sleep. I hope you understand the importance of dreams and to always think more into them when you are awake and remember the dreams you've had. See you on the next episode of Good Night's Sleep.